Do you know who you are? Because who you are may be a lot better than what you think. A lot bigger. Like if I'm actually made in the image of God, and he regards me as his child, that's a bigger identity than anything I'm going to concoct.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today.
Okay, Ann Wilson, are you ready for dun, 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 dun? It's graduation day.
It is graduation day.
Yeah,
I wish we had a really good speaker to give a really good commencement.
I know, we
talk.
Always want one. You always get those duds, you know, celebrities. They have nothing really to say, but they have a million people following them on Instagram, and they put them up there, and they don't know what
so
they're saying.
So do you have a good one today?
We have Brand Hansen giving the graduation speech today.
Thank you. Yeah, well, hey, sort of a cooperative speech. Do you guys remember who your speaker was, like, for your high school graduation?
No, I don't. What I was going to say. It was non-memorable.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You know? I can always remember a student giving a speech.
I gave ours.
Did you really?
Wait.
I didn't give a speech, but I gave a five-minute something.
What? Huh.
Yeah. You know, I was the quarterback, you know,
guy. Now I don't think I knew this.
No. They don't just go, we want to hear from the quarterback for graduation.
Hey, that's why I'm surprised.
Because it's one chance for the non-quarterback to get some attention, the valedictorian.
They had the scholars give the speech. Did you?
I wasn't the only one, but I did. I have no idea what I said. I guarantee it was terrible. Like, hey, go grow your hair and be the party animal. I don't know. I had no values in my life at that time.
That's funny.
And she wasn't there, Brand. She's 3 years younger.
Okay.
So she wasn't at. Did you guys do yours in the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, we were in the stadium, right on the field where I, you know, was a star. Can we talk more about me being a star in high school? When I had hair and a mullet coming out of my helmet.
Did you find your identity through that?
1,000%. But so, Brand Hansen, I don't even know where you gave the speech to who?
To a group in Vero Beach, Florida. So the funny thing was, I went online right beforehand because I was thinking, you know, what am I going to say?
Wait, yeah, I thought you were going to say I went online and asked them if I could speak at their graduation.
No, you were asked. Like, match yourself with the speaker.
Okay, wait, now tell them what you did. This is so funny.
I went on AI, which I'm not a huge fan of for content generation, but I just thought this would be funny. I was like, what would a graduation speech look like that was delivered by Aragorn from Lord of the Rings? And it was okay. I gave a little brief speech. And I was like, wait a second, what if it was Gollum who was your commencement speaker? And it started with this. I actually wrote it down. This says, precious graduates, we seize you all shiny in your robes. Trust no one. No, they lies. They cheats like filthy hobbitses. That was pretty good.
That's pretty funny. Did you laugh when you read that?
Oh, I did. I thought that like, okay, that's funny. And then I thought, okay, what? Because I was also looking up like classic graduation speeches from, you know, Steve Jobs said this and Oprah said that and this person said this and that. I was like, okay, forget Gollum for a second. What would Satan say? Mm. Satan from the Bible, if he had a brief speech to graduates. And I have it here and it printed it out here. It said, honored graduates, what a remarkable day. Your minds alight with possibility. Your future's unwritten. You've worked hard and now the world lies before you. I invite you to embrace it, not as followers, but as architects of your own paths. Why limit yourselves to others' expectations? Knowledge is your power, as I once offered in a garden long ago. Ask questions, challenge conventions, trust your own desires. You need not bow to rules that stifle your potential. Seek what brings you joy, what sets your heart free. Congratulations and may you soar. So I read that to the graduates. It was like, That sounds like every graduation speech.
I was just going to say, that's every graduation
speech. Absolutely, and it's well done.
Yeah.
Right, because it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like wisdom, but it's really, seek what brings you joy. What sets your heart free? It's all about you being free. Trust your own desires.
This is the perspective of what Satan would say at the graduation.
According
That's
to AI,
what you put
right.
in.
So I read that to the kids. I'm like, doesn't that sound like the typical advice?
Yeah.
It's
yes.
all about you. Follow your desires. Follow your dreams for your desire.
Like, no rules.
No, don't let other people put limits yeah. on you.
It's all about you.
Like, here's the problem, guys. It's through binding ourselves to relationships. That's the only source of poetry in life. It's not about me being a free agent. If it is, I'm going to wind up very lonely. Like, I bound myself to my wife to the exclusion of all others. Mm. I mean, that's a lot of options off the table for one woman. Like, so, well, yeah, I just gave up my freedom, huh? Well, I gave up some freedom, but that's how you find poetry in life. Mm. Now I'm free to do stuff like play with my grandkids who are, you know, cute little girls. And it's the greatest thing ever. It's one of the few things in life that lives up to the hype. Like, I enjoy that so much. And it's a freedom I wouldn't have. It's like you find these other freedoms as a result of surrendering it. For example, like I use a classic example, like Chris Martin from Coldplay. Like, he's sitting there playing piano over and over and over and over and over, looking out the window. He said when he was a kid, everybody's out there kicking a ball around, having a great time. They're out there playing soccer / football, and he's stuck inside playing the piano. Well, who's got freedom? They do, right? Now who's got freedom? Who gets free to travel the world or, like, buy any car he wants if that's what he wants? Like, but, like, it's wild how it's through surrendering freedom that we find it. And particularly with your relationship with God. It's wild how not having that relationship, you wind up not having freedoms that you do, knowing him and actually binding yourself to him.
Well, Brent, I listened to that and it sounds so good in a way if we don't really listen, you know, to hear what they're saying. But I'm listening to that thinking, man, that puts so much pressure on each of those kids to find their own happiness and their own success. And it's all about them and what they're doing. And that, I mean, it can sound great. Like, I can be whoever I want to be, which is very culturally evident in everything that's going on today, that it sounds normal. But I think kids, and I've talked to a lot of 20-some-year-olds, they've been striving and trying to do all that, and they're exhausted.
Yeah. It is very exhausting. And the other thing is, too, if it's like, don't let anybody tell you,
yeah,
like, who you are. You know, like, do you know who you are? Because who you are may be a lot better than what you think, a lot bigger. Like, if I'm actually made in the image of God, and he regards me as his child, and I trust him, that's a bigger identity than anything I'm going to concoct. Hmm. I have a connection with the creator of the universe. So just saying that you can create your own identity, it's not going to be better than that.
Yeah.
And that does take the pressure off. I don't have to carry the entire world. A different way of living is just to show up each day and be faithful and then see what God does with that. Mm. Make the best decisions you can, but the pressure's off. Like, he really is going with you. There's the scripture. I did share this with them.
Is this a secular school?
No, it was Christians.
Okay.
So I felt free to just, you know, yeah, rip it and rip it here, but it's like...
High school or college?
High school.
Yeah.
But being able to tell them, I know you've been told Christian stuff your whole lives by your parents or by the school stuff, like you've been going through, I understand. But you are free to walk away. Hmm. You are free. Jesus let people walk away from him. Sad. But you can. You can actually torpedo your life. You're free to do that. We can make some horrible decisions. You're free. I beg you, though, like Moses gave a graduation speech, his last speech to the Israelites. He's like, choose life. Don't choose death. Like, I'm telling you, this is now up to you. And I tell them a story. It's a story I learned from Sheldon Von Auken in his book, A Severe Mercy. And I said, this is the worst bedtime story of all, but I told my kids this when they were little. And if you don't mind, I'll tell this story. Just take a couple minutes. But my kids never forgot it. And I don't think these graduates will ever, if they forget the rest of the stuff
I've
they
read
said.
The book, and I'm like, I can't imagine sharing anything from it to my kids.
Oh, what is it? No. Well, he tells a story about two dogs. And it's Gypsy and Snowball. These two dogs that live out in the country. So I'm telling these graduates this. and they're great dogs. They get to run. It's perfect dog world, you know, the country. They get to run around, and then when their master, they have a great master, and he calls out, you know, dinner time, rings a bell, and they have to come right back. And so they do as soon as he rings a bell. Well, one day, Gypsy hears the bell, dinner time, and a rabbit runs across her path right at that moment. She's like, I'd like to chase that rabbit, but I'm supposed to go in for dinner. And she chases the rabbit. And the master's really disappointed, but she comes back late. And then the next time a rabbit runs by, she does it without even thinking. And she disobeys the master. And after a while, the master had to put her on a leash. Couldn't trust her anymore. And so I'm telling the graduates about how I told my kids this when they were in bunk beds. And they're like, well, Dad, what happened then? Like, well, they went out in the country. They were going to go for a walk. And the master was getting Gypsy and Snowball out. And as he was getting Gypsy's leash, she took off out of the car and ran into the woods. And he's like, Gypsy, come back, Gypsy, Gypsy. And she was like, I'm free, I'm free. And she ran and ran and ran deeper into the woods. And his voice just like, Gypsy, Gypsy. Till she couldn't hear it anymore. And she wanted to turn around. Now she was lost. And the master was very sad. And we're like, Dad, then what happened? Well, Master put Snowball in the car and he drove home and he never saw Gypsy again.
That is the worst bedtime story ever. Afraid. They're crying.
Oh, it gets worse.
Gets worse.
What happened to Gypsy? She spent the rest of her days, you know, her fur was matted and she had a hard time of it, but she had puppies and she tried to tell the puppies about the master, but they didn't really know him. And then when they had puppies, they didn't even have any clue who he was anymore. Mm-hmm. Good night. Click. And I told him that story, and I laughed with the kids about it, too. But I was like, I just want you to know, like, there's going to come a time you're free. Mm. But the master's good. But I want you to know you're free. Mm. But there's so many reasons to bind yourself to him. He's actually faithful. Mm. And if you want, you can go through life with this strength. Because in Psalm, the last verse of Psalm 23, it says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's so great because the whole chapter starts with the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Mm. That's literally how it starts. And then it ends with, he's going to follow me. Like his goodness, if you listen to scholars on that, his goodness following you, it's not like lagging behind, like, hey, you know, where are you going? I'll catch up here. It actually is following more like a hunter. Mm. That's the actual image, tracking you. Mm. I am locked on for the rest of your life. And then you get to spend eternity in his house if you want. But it's up to you. Like it's your choice. I did tell them God can be trusted. Even if you have big questions about life, like you've been taught Christian stuff your whole life. Maybe you're like, I need to explore some other options. I don't have every answer. You may not either. You may have some doubts, but I'll tell you this, I can trust the character of God. I'm convinced of it. So even if I don't have every answer, I trust him and I am convinced that in the end, that trust will be vindicated. What about hypocrites? So I'm talking to the kids again, like, because if you want to walk away, you'll blame hypocrites. Like you may have encountered a lot of hypocrites, maybe in your schooling, maybe in life, maybe in your family. Church. Maybe in church. And said, in my life, it's my family. My dad is a pastor, that the trauma we went through. But do not give them the power to chase you away from the best relationship of your life. Mm. Don't walk away. Mm-hmm. It's too good. And so I told them the story I've told you guys before about knowing how all this ends. And it's like watching a game in repeat where your team wins. You know your team wins at the last second. You're not stressed out when you watch that because you know they're going to win. You're rewatching it. I said, things are going to happen in life where you're going to be like, what is happening? But I remember taking Julia, my daughter. I can't remember if I told you guys this story, but Carolyn and I, when the kids were little, we lived in Houston and it's a big city. And we were going to the rodeo and it was one morning. We have to buckle the kids in. It was a strangely cold March morning in Houston. But we got the kids all, you know, with their coats and mittens on and everything and buckled them into their seats. It's a big operation, you know, to get kids going somewhere when they're little. And we had to make an errand run. And so we stopped at some friends. We had to unbuckle the kids, get them out, you know, unzip and zip back in. Okay, click them back in, put them back. And then we stopped at the grocery store too. So we had to unbuckle. Then, oh, I forgot something at the church. Was we stopped at this church to get this stuff and unbuckle, zip them up, buckle them back in, get in the. And then I got pulled over for speeding on the freeway. And so a police officer comes up and he's like, what are you doing? There's lights flashing. These are little kids too, right?
They're in car seats, it
sounds
like. Yeah,
they're in car seats. And the officer's nice, but I got a ticket, you know, and it was the way it would take off. And then my daughter said stuff in the back seat. She's like, hey, Dad. I'm like, yeah. And I adjust the rearview mirror, like, where are we going? And I hadn't told them we were going to the rodeo. I forgot to tell them. So from their perspective, it's just I'm being lifted up. I'm being clicked in. I'm being taken over here. I'm being clicked in again. There's some flashing lights. There's a stranger. We're stopped. Cars are whizzing by. You know, I'm being taken. Just like, where are we going? And I said, oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm so sorry. We're going to the rodeo. You love horses. Oh, good. And as I continued to drive, I thought, why wasn't she panicking this whole time? Like, if it's us, we want to know where we're going.
Yeah.
What now? What is happening to me? Like, that'd be our question from start to finish.
Especially if there's any kind of detour or
absolutely.
What? Like, what's going on?
Right. So, honest question. I was like, what's the difference? Why was she okay? And then it dawned on me, she knows who's driving.
Yeah. She trusts the Father.
She doesn't have to know. Like, God is actually good. Do you know he's actually faithful? Do you know you're going to be able to look back at your life and go, this has been good? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not having a bunch of warnings for you. I just want to tell you, if you trust him, this is good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was kind of the thrust of it. Instead of saying, don't let anybody, you know, stop you from being the you. Like, he's trustworthy. This is a better way to live. Mm-hmm. And the neatest thing happened afterward, and that was a guy got up to sing. And I think this is a great idea for graduations, if you have a Christian graduation thing. But he led the parents and everyone to sing the blessing, that song.
Yeah.
Well, the kids are on stage, so you're facing the kids. Mm. And that song isn't a song you're singing to God. Mm. The Lord bless you and keep you.
It's a benediction. It's right. number six. Yeah.
And you're looking face to face at these graduates.
Yeah.
And you're ending the whole thing with, like, as you go, may his presence be with you, behind you,
go before
you. Beside
you. Beside you.
Within you.
And bless your children and their children. And the Lord keep you. And, like, you're talking to people. I'm like, now there's a graduation. Mm. I didn't plan that at all, but I was like, that's a really sweet idea. So yeah, that was the thrust of what we talked about.
So good.
Yeah, and at the heart of that, obviously, is you trust your father the better you know him. You have a history with him. I mean, you don't trust your father on day one. You don't know him, but as you see and experience his presence and his gentleness in your life, you're like, I can trust him. I don't need to know where.
Yeah. And I think it's good to hear from older people, older than you people. I don't want to call myself an older, but I am. I am. And so, like, but to say, I have learned that I can trust him.
You know, it's interesting. I'm still stuck on the story of the two dogs.
Yeah, it's haunting.
It's going to be with you the rest of your life.
And I'm just thinking, like, he should have added that every day the owner goes outside on the patio and calls.
Hmm.
The dog may not hear his voice, but he's always calling and welcoming the dog back.
He's waiting for Gypsy to come home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like he's...
Luke 15.
And he never forgets about Gypsy because he had a purpose and a plan. And it's not their purpose. It's not Gypsy's purpose. It's his purpose. He had something for Gypsy that was really remarkable.
Yeah.
Because he created Gypsy in his own image, that kind of thing, you know?
I like all that. That's just not in the original story.
I'm adding to it.
I'm going to put you on the phone with my adult kids now. Hey, that one story, it turns out that there's some other stuff, too.
There's a better one. Jesus actually told a similar story.
Have you ever talked to your grown kids about that, of what it made them think?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, it's just, again, it's like, I have the freedom.
I have a choice.
Yeah, you're not locked into this.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to have that script in your head, too, that just because we raised you as believers that you were trapped somehow. Oh, no, it just happens to be this is the best way of life.
Yeah.
And when they see that and live that out, then it's, you know, you get it. But it's also true, like in that story, what's a little bit haunting, too, is that Gypsy's life was not better.
Mm. Right.
And her idea of freedom Mm-hmm. Well, is freedom the ultimate thing in the world? Or do you wind up, if you OD on freedom, you wind up lonely?
Mm. Or addicted.
Yeah, addicted. Like, or sure.
In bondage.
In bondage.
To that which you thought would set you free.
Yes. Yeah. So what's in Satan's graduation speech? Like, okay, freedom, freedom, freedom from any limits. Well, that sounds right, doesn't it? And then what he always does is it's a sucker punch. Mm-hmm. Like, look over here, it's going to be great. And then pow, the freedom lie is one of them. Mm.
Interesting that AI picks up on how deceitful Satan's words are.
You know? AI itself is deceitful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it
sounds good.
But it's like the father of lies, the father of light. It sounds so right and so appealing, and yet it's so twisted in comparison to gospel.
And it's always a replacement. It's always that magician's trick of look over here, and then pow, you get hit.
Yeah.
So he uses that over and over and over. And I think the freedom idea is one of his biggest lies. Mm. It's not free.
Yeah, especially, you know, as you apply it to marriage, there's this cultural belief, probably always been, a covenant is the most restrictive thing you could ever commit to. Uh-huh. Stay away from a covenant. Live together, date. Don't enter into a covenant of marriage because your
it's
life's over.
It's too confining.
You have no more freedoms. And you illustrated at the beginning, no, I actually have grandkids because of that covenant.
Yeah, and I know people that have kept their options open even after they got married.
Yeah.
And are now old and alone.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, because your anniversary is coming up for 35 years, ours is coming up for 45 years, I would hate to be alone right now. I look at our marriage like, oh man, we're in the best years. And it's been worth the hard parts of it. As we've worked through with God's grace, with his power, we're experiencing the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's freedom, it's joy, it's like what he created the covenant to be like.
And the freedom to, like, there's freedoms that you have if you're single.
Right. There's also a calling to be single.
Single serving God.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You have freedoms too.
Right.
But there's the kind of freedom that I have being married this long is the freedom of having somebody know me this well.
That's what I was going to say.
And still like me.
I know. It's a miracle. Well, maybe not for you, but it is for me.
No. No, but that's a freedom that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Like, he sees all of me and he still likes me.
It doesn't come without the thing, the vow.
Yeah.
That's where the poetry in life comes from.
I was going to try and pull you up. Oh, here it is. There's our wedding picture. You know, 45 years ago. And, you know, most people would say that's some of the prettiest days of our lives. This is a better wedding picture. Mm. 45 years later, sitting in a hospital room a couple weeks ago with my bride, being there when she needed me. She's there when I need her. We don't look as good. This is a beautiful picture.
Yeah. It's the poetry. Those memories, all those things that come rushing back. And I imagine you did, like you would, having a heart situation, like have to reflect on all this stuff. But it's like, that was from us taking a vow in front of maybe a couple hundred people. I don't know how many people you had, but you know that starts with taking a vow not to quit in front of 200 people. It's probably not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't make you do that.
That vow's going to be tested.
Right. Like, this is not easy. But I thought the same thing when my son was getting installed in the military and we went to his thing as an officer. Like, this is a big commitment. Mm. And it's good.
Yeah.
He's sacrificing a lot of freedom and it's good. But now that's opened up doors for him and other stuff. Now that he's out on the other side. Like, but it's like, that's the way of, it's not just surrender your desires. Like, it's make your desires subject to a will that's formed by God.
Yeah.
And then watch the poetry happen.
Before we're done today, I just want to remind our listeners that our vision at Family Life is every home a godly home. And we need your help to get there. And when you become a Family Life partner, your monthly support makes that vision actually possible.
Yeah, you'll get access to exclusive updates and events and the chance to join our partners-only online community. But more than that, you're helping change the future of families. Mm. So the question is, will you come alongside us and alongside families in need?
And you can go to familylifetoday.com and read more about it and become a partner. Just click the donate button at the top. And again, that's familylifetoday.com. Family Life Today is a donor-supported ministry of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.